Blog Talk Radio.
And my speaker's broken.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my greatest path, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Who was it that said it? Brother Jesse said that. Good to have you, good to have you, good to have you. Just trying to make my point, my point, my point. Welcome to another exciting night of the Community of Faith.
Hello, hello.
God is alive and well and doing mighty things in our lives. You know what? I'm going to want that board, so if you can get that for me. Thank you, ma'am.
Welcome.
Really, really appreciate it right there. That was just to let you know that, yes, I actually have lived there. It's not just a hoax. I do know. But tonight, we're going to pray. And we're going to study the Word of God about miracles, signs, wonders, and most of all, the answer that you need for your life.
Amen.
Say it with me. Thank God for the answers in my life.
Thank God for the answers in my life.
Are you ready? We're going live.
ringers turned off, volumes turned down. Whole bunch of them apps open. There you go. Chris Timmer, it is time for you to get in touch with us. It's been too long since we've seen you, my brother.
Wow. I did not get a notification sitting here waiting for you to go live.
I have been notified, and I'm alive. Wow, we got two people here already. Welcome, even though we can't see who you are. Good evening. Community of faith. How are you doing on this wonderful day of prayer? We're glad to have you with us tonight. We're believing God, just like we do every night, for there to be a powerful anointing here that will radically change your life. Dave's who's here.
No.
Brother Dave and Sister, you have the distinct honors of singing Community of Faith Anthem, When the Saints Come Marching In. And then, from Handel's Messiah, he shall feed his flock. Take it away. Rebecca's here too. Everybody sing. Oh, when the saints come marching in. When the saints come. Yeah, I know I'll be in that number when the saints come marching in. Second verse, love. Oh, when the saints come marching in. When the saints come marching in. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll be in that number when the saints come marching in. I don't know what became our anthem, but peace and love and brotherhood to you too. And comfort you, Sister Man. Thanks, Rebecca. I appreciate it. Hallelujah. We declare peace and comfort to you. Becca Chapman. Becca Chapman, you got here just in time to sing Handel's Messiah. I mean, Handel's, he shall feed his flock. Take it away. Everybody's like,
wow, that's a tough one.
I don't know about that one, Pastor. I might be able to sing Lean on Me. Lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. No, it won't be long. Gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother. You need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I might have a problem to understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Are we having a singing tonight?
Yeah.
Been singing the old rugged cross all afternoon. You know, isn't it interesting what songs all of a sudden come to your mind?
Yep.
You know, it's like, what makes them come there? And, you know, you might hear them in the store or something like that, but it just...
Sometimes you just wake up with a track in your head, though.
Yep. Yep. Well, we do all. And Rebecca, you can lean on us. Lean on me. When you're not strong. Sister Gwen, if I hold up one of these prayer cards and show you this stitch that's come out, can you tell me what to do to make it fixed and tie a knot in it across the internet? Watch her do a double half hitch and three forward motions. Thank you for making these, by the way, Gwen. It's a powerful tool. Powerful tool. Last night during the whole program, talking about autism and those kind of physical ailments, I have been laying my hands on these the whole time while we're functioning, because we want to have these for people to be able to stick in the pocket and to get an amen from anybody.
Amen.
Autism will not live and be healthy and strong, will not live in this body, threaded it back through the hop and pull it tight. I no, that wasn't Gwen. You know, Gwen's the one that made it, so I figured she'd get something like that. But it's all right. Thread it back through the hop and pull it tight. Well, every time I try hopping with it, I drop it.
I'll get it.
So thread it back through the hop and then pull it tight. Well, you know, Sister Gwen made these last year, and she did a good job of it. And she knows you got a crochet and three knits and a half hitch and a carry or whatever you call it. Pull it, the end through the hole, and knot it up. Poop, I got little toes helping. End through the hole. And knot it up. You know, hoop it. Now I'm knitting. No, I'm not knitting at all. I'm just trying to tie a knot, but my fingers are too big to tie a knot in that. Now, knowing all you crocheters, you could probably do it in about 3 half inches. You know, kind of like a... And then it's still done. I see my mom do it over and over. Anyways, welcome, guys. Today's a National Day of Prayer. That means all over America today, the people of God have been praying. And I think that's a wonderful thing. And we were praying today at noon or super good.
Oh, there you go.
Now Dave is talking. Just put some Gorilla Tape on, bro. That'd be all right. I can tell the difference between Dave and Gwen. That's all right. Love you guys. What was I starting to say?
You were talking about the National Day of Prayer.
The National Day of Prayer, yes. Thank God for the National Day of Prayer. You know, often change things. Why don't you just do...
Did you move up?
No. Oh. I'm afraid to put it up. I ain't afraid of nothing. All right. It's like it's like these programs that you can just go online and see. Dutch Sheets is already at 62,000 people who have watched his Giving 15. That means 62,000 people was agreeing in prayer with him so far today. Somebody say, come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Amen. That's where I'm at. I'm at Jesus. Do something big. Do something big in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Dr. Bill Winston's had a national day of prayer, and he had 4,500. Duct tape it. That's it. See, I knew sooner or later that I would get a good response out of them. Right. Well, that was my first attempt. My first thought was just duct tape, Dave. I mean, Gorilla Tape is some good stuff. And they have that that clear Gorilla Tape. You can't even tell it's on there. Gwen's probably not smacking him. She's probably swinging at me. Hey, Roger Oxy, I've done my prayer at the cemetery for the loss of my first husband. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our brother Roger, our family member. Did you put something in here? And I miss it? Father, we pray for Brother Roger Oxy and their family, for his cousin. In the mighty name of Jesus, on this day of prayer, we'll pray. We declare health and strength and healing to our brother right now. We declare life and life more abundantly to Roger and to this family. We declare that all of the people who are connected in this family will find the life and the health and the strength that they need from you, Lord. That the blessing of God that makes rich and has no sorrow with it is theirs. Jesus, you said you gave us beauty for ashes. And although our human mind doesn't grasp that effectively, we declare in the mighty name of Jesus right here, right now today, we declare that there is life for this family. And life more abundantly. In the middle of the grief morning, we bind the spirit of grief. You will not function here. You will not and cannot destroy this family. Amen. We speak in the mighty name of Jesus. And like the word of God tells us, we bring the healing balm of Gilead, the stripes of Jesus, and that holy anointing oil from heaven. And by the words that we speak, we declare life and life more abundantly for this family in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Welcome tonight, Tammy Peters. Good to have you with us tonight. God bless you and your family. We thank God for all of you who share this program with those you love and share with those who need God, because that's what this program is all about, helping people find our God. God's given lots of plans of how to take this to the next level and make it a great discipleship, a great process where you'll be established in the things of God, and even a school of ministry. No better to have for anybody to get into than the school of ministry, where you begin to get the practical applications of the word of God and going out and blessing and being part of other people's lives in Jesus' mighty name. If you hear clunking in the background, don't worry about that. That's just the screen, we call it.
Blind.
That's the blind flopping in the breeze, but we really like the breeze. The breeze, and we welcome you. a great Christian. Thank God she was a good Christian, Roger. Amen. Thank God. Thank God that her life has the ability to speak again now to those people on this side of heaven and be a testimony. I always, every time I've ever done a funeral, I always make the plea that says, make sure you live in a way that you'll be able to see this, your loved one, again someday. There's a beautiful breeze out there, but the sun's got to drop another 10 degrees in the sky before we can, in the mighty name of Jesus. Looks like we got another member of the Tony family, or of some family that is, that knows our sister Wilma. Dan Cottle, welcome. Rebecca Smith. Let me see. I better make sure I go through this list here effectively. Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. We're going to get into this tonight for the National Day of Prayer. And since we're praying for America like we always do, we're going to begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, moment of silence, and God bless America. So if you will, join me now at this time as we rise and give honor to our flag in Jesus' mighty name. Render your honor. Let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who paid the last full measure of devotion, and in honor of those who have faithfully served and today bear the scars of combat in their spirit, their soul, and their body. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, why with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now, on this National Day of Prayer, we will pray for the United States of America. Just checking here. I thought maybe, just maybe, the National Day of Prayer website had a prayer on it. I've never used the website before, so, but it didn't. But I'm going to pray the prayer that Brother Sheets prayed this afternoon in honor of today, in agreement with him. Where two of us agree, is touching anything, it'll be done. Well, 60
3,000 people have agreed with them, and I want my agreement with them. Humbled and blessed at the grace and love you have shown the United States of America. We know there's been much repentance for this nation. We've repented for abortion, for slavery, and for our action with the First Nations people, breaking covenant with them time again. The national sins. But as we repent, we know the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, righteousness, forgives us, and restores us completely to your plan and your purpose. It's time for your church in America to arise. The echo is going to be everything you said we will be. We will function in power and might and glory as you fill us with your love, boldness. Today, we honor our covenant with you. We embrace you, Lord. We will make you known, America. Let the full manifestation of your kingdom be seen on this earth. Declare that this is a nation whose God is the Lord. We worship you over America. And let the fullness of Christ and the gospel of the kingdom spread to all nations by your ecclesia in America. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, Father, according to your teaching to the disciples through Jesus, as you was teaching him to teach us, we declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus, commanded blessing that comes when the brothers and sisters dwell together in unity. Everybody just say it, I'm in agreement tonight. We dwell together in unity. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. He said, righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And so right here, right now, tonight, we once again join the words you told Solomon on the day he dedicated the temple. If my people, our people, will humble themselves and pray. And right here, right now, tonight, we humble ourselves in the time of prayer. Seek your face. Turn from our wicked ways. Then you are to hear us and forgive. Heal our land. That day, from the gate of heaven. In our day, you live within us. You said in the book of Hebrews to come boldly to the throne room of grace where we may find grace, mercy, and help. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit helping us every day to walk in the path of righteousness. Namesake. We call on you today. We are bold in our faith today, and we declare, blessed is this nation because it's a righteous nation. Come to America now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, help this body of believers, the community of faith. You've given us serious assignment here to take the ministry of reconciliation and the righteousness of faith and to change our world forever. Bring your kingdom to this earth. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We speak this now in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak this according to your holy word. We speak this as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. We speak it as sons and daughters of Almighty God in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you promised us when we dwell together in unity, there's a commanded blessing that comes upon us and has an effect on every person's life that we come in contact with. Right here, right now, today, we give you glory and we give you the honor and we give you the praise for that commanded blessing going all across this nation. We declare over every body of believers that is praying right now, anywhere in the nation, we declare faith comes to them, hope comes to them, joy comes to them, and we tear down the walls of judgment and condemnation, and we bring about the ministry of reconciliation, the walk of faith, and that we have the ability to be one with our Father. We pray it right now in Jesus' mighty name. We pray it now in Jesus' mighty name. Say this with me. May all the good politicians, who have gone to Washington to make a difference, make that difference. Point your finger wherever Washington, D.C. is. Make the difference.
Make the difference.
Point your finger at the state capitol, wherever it is in your house, and say it. Make the difference in the state capitol.
Make the difference in the state capitol.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Matter of fact, say the name of your city.
Williston.
No, the name of your capital.
Bismarck.
North Dakota. Say this with me. Say the name of your capital city. I'll say it. I don't get out yet. Say the name of your capital city and say, get your stuff together. Bismarck, North Dakota. Get your stuff together in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the God of vengeance and recompense. Pour out your vengeance against these workers of iniquity who are trying to destroy this nation. Bring your vengeance, Lord, not ours, not our revenge. Bring your vengeance against these workers of iniquity. May the people of God say, forgive us of our sin, heal our land. We declare that every one of us will be delivered from the foolish and ignorant men who refuse to have faith, who do not come to faith, who do not want to have faith, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bless your mighty, awesome, powerful, wonderful, holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, may every prayer warrior across this nation today receive great courage and strength and realize that prayer is happening and your will is being done. May words of knowledge, words of wisdom, prophecies come forth and radically change people's lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Now, let's begin. I want to go to Psalm 144. This is just our own, God's own, all your own. Let's do this. Let's go to Psalm 144. And let's put that in the comments again. And why don't I see Psalm 144? There's a prayer request?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
They have a pen, we can't see it apparently. We lost your comments again.
Listen, if you put something in, everybody help me on this, please. If you put something, if somebody puts a prayer request in and you don't see me getting it, those of you that have my cell number, share a prayer request on purpose ever. And just sometimes just not here. You just look and you just like, it just ain't there. So you might be interested in the bongos. Wow. Can you put it again for me, love? And that gives some time to copy and paste Psalm 144. I want to put in there as our psalm that we're going to pray tonight for the national.
It's pinned again.
All right. It is pinned again?
It is.
Well, it's just give me a second here. Okay. It's just there. Get my ducks in a row. My ducks are in a row. They're in the pen. They're sitting on their eggs. There are more ducks in a row. Oh, okay. You're talking to the state capital, not the master. Okay, you're going to have to read it. I can't see it.
My daughter.
All right, and who is it?
This is Tammy.
I rebuke this. I command you to work right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, there it is. All right. Is it a pin?
Mm-hmm.
Pin it if you can. I can't see it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless Tammy tonight. We bless this family tonight. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We are seriously your servants, and we will see this horrible affliction come to an end. We will see this horrible affliction come to an end. All right, I got it. Thank you. We bless Sophia right now, and we declare the healing power of God manifest in her body, her soul, her spirit. Everybody say this. A perfect womb.
A perfect
baby.
A perfect baby.
Perfect delivery.
A perfect delivery.
And a perfect life.
And a perfect
now, I don't know anything about me. I don't know what your delivery was like. I don't know anything. This is what I'm saying. God's system is be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. That's what you were doing. Womb is the perfect place for the baby to be incubated, to grow and develop. So I'm saying that baby grew up in a perfect place, a perfect environment. Something was out of order, then what I'm saying, and what this group of believers here, the community of faith, is saying, is autism, your power is broken. And a normal life for Sophia comes now in Jesus' name. And anybody else says, Sophia will live. Dane will live. Joey will live. Preston will live. Will live. Rivers will live. You got your turn. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wow, that's amazing, Tammy. Thank you for telling us that.
Yeah.
That's very serious. That's very serious. Dean, Amanda, Miracle Man, Joey, Owen, Missy, Brenton, and Sophia. Don't mind me asking, Tammy, how old is Sophia? Just type it in. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, speak your word. We speak your word. You looked at
at the man whose son was fallen in the fire and in the water, and you commanded that demon to come out. I don't know that Sophia has a demon. I declare the spirit of infirmity, known as Sophia, as your power is broken. Everybody say that. Your power is broken, autism. Your name, you bow the name of Jesus. And we declare immediate, absolute, forever healed. And we give you glory for it now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Tammy, if you will go to my personal page or to Leanne's, and don't do it publicly, please. If you will go and send us your address, I have a prayer box I want to send you. But right now, while we're here doing this, and you can find a way on the website or come to my personal Facebook page and send me a message. You can probably send a message if you're liking it, because you don't have to do that. But the idea is, we want to have your address. Please don't put it here publicly, because there's stupid people that watch our program, and we don't want them to have any effect. Thank you, Shannon. I appreciate that. You always do so good at that, so well at that, so awesome at that. Okay, however you want to say it. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I want you to see somebody that have a child that has autism. Chris Zimmer. I have been looking for you, brother. Do you have the ability to talk on the phone? I've been in a blog talk video. I want an update from our brother. Dial in the blog talk radio. If you can talk. If you can't, then type in someone in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, while he's doing this, I want to stay on this, because this autism, which is a very specific spirit of infirmity, people come out of the woodwork asking us to pray, because we are building and anointing this. That thing's going to break like that,
yes.
And people will be free forever. And so, I know some of you are saying, hey, Pastor's praying for this. Because I'm not going to stop, because we've been in power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. And if it ain't going to hurt us, it can't hurt you, and it can't hurt your children. I rebuke you, who's ever messing with my signal.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus, let's grab that infection and put it in there again and wipe it. The update, I can sit up at 45 degrees for 30 minutes 4 times a day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God that Chris Zimmer can sit up and that answer to our prayers. And now we declare, along with every other prayer we've ever prayed, in the name of Jesus, and be made whole from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. We speak over Warren Walsh and over Christine Scarlett and over Michelle and over Sherry Gilbert. In the mighty name of Jesus, be healed. Amen. 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 I love it. You got it, Becca. Your power is broken, autism. Leave that beautiful baby alone, and any other baby out there, your power is broken over them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Now, Sister Leanne just posted our confession over our technology. And I would like to have everybody make this confession with us, all right? Now, let me say something about whenever we pin something. If we pin it, it now makes it so you can't see on your phone. It takes your phone and scan the comments until you can see where the post was actually made. And then you'll see those words, see more. Click on them words where the post was made, and you'll be able to see the whole comment. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. That makes sense? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Say this with me. We declare all of our equipment and
all of our technology function properly every time we come together.
From Genesis chapter 1, we are fruitful, we multiply, we subdue the earth, and we dominion electronic devices and every satellite that is necessary to make it work. We declare you will function properly every time we turn you on. Everything we do as a ministry always succeeds unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Thank you, Jesus, for the example that you dominated all realms of authority all throughout your ministry, and we walk in your footsteps now. We declare a perfect program tonight and every night to the glory and the honor and praise to the wonderful name of Jesus and to his righteousness that we have been made into. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name, amen, and amen, and amen. Now, let me get back where we was, because thank you for praying that in faith with us, because that sets eternity into the proper position where they have to be. The angels of the Lord are functioning with us. Everybody said we're tithers, and we're givers, and we're servers. Therefore, the power is rebuked, and there is no recovery for it in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, love, we're going to say something to me. All right, now. I know, that's where I'm at, praying for Christopher. We're going to talk about tonight, teach tonight, about how to create your own faith word confession profession, a paperized reading, whatever the words I want to use, so you can get the most important miracle you need. I'll give you some verses. I'm going to show you how to do it, and I'm going to do it in front of you right now. Because every person here is in need of a miracle of one form or another. If it's nothing else, it's in need of a miracle that God will bless you financially. You can help your ministry do greater things in God. Help this ministry do greater things in God. We have a whole desk full of equipment here. Because we got to have all of our stuff in absolute agreement with each other. And I want a camera on Sister Leanne so she can be seen. So whenever I've got to stop and take a note, I can flip the switch, and you're looking at her, and she can just flow in it because she does a good job. We need a secretary to help us get a bunch of stuff done.
We need about five secretaries.
We need about five employees, really. For the mission that God has given the community of faith, we need about five employees right now. And you might say, Pastor, how in the world can that be? Well, if you see the vision that God's given to see, you'll see how big that is. Don't go anywhere, Chris. I'm going to pray for you. This is how we do this. This is how abundant finances, so that we can go and get the work done unhindered by any financial problems. You know what it takes to pay 5 employees? It's going to take about $75,000 a year.
And their equipment, too.
Just what it's going to take. All right? Now, you might say, Pastor, how in the world can we afford that? You and I can't. You and I can't. I don't talk about it a lot. I don't want to discourage people. But it is time to begin to speak about this. You might be the ones to hire. All right? But watch this. It's time to get more work done. And in order to get more work done, reach more people, you've got to have a bigger ship, bigger car, bigger building, bigger whatever. Dr. Summerall's, in order to do big ministry, it takes bigger dollars. What is your point, Pastor? If everything in your life is perfect, then ask God to bless you to help us get this work done. Because there's a whole lot of work that God wants to do in this ministry. You and I are the people that are going to be blessed to see it happen. Now, all of that is coming in the next 55 minutes. So hang on to your hat, man. We're praying for Brother Chris right now. Father, we pray for Chris and Karen Timmer and all of the family. In the mighty name of Jesus, be blessed, all of this family. Not be discouraged. That house manifests now, and nobody's words take away from us, because we, the people of God, have spoken it, and we command it to come to pass now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come to pass now. And we declare for Chris's body healing and health and strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing, health, and strength from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet.
Yes.
Every cell, every tissue, every nerve, every part of our body functioning properly. Christine Gargle, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare your body completely healed in Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We are having a time right now tonight. Somebody shout, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now, I got to send me a quick text here. Everybody stops. Hey, Pastor, how many times you send a text like that? Well, it's an important text. I like it. Joy, welcome. Fear is not from God. Amen, brother. Amen. I can't go home unless they hit the ramp on the house. Father, you've got the perfect house for Chris and Tilmer. All right, call in, and if you could, that'd be cool. Sister Shannon has a testimony from last night's teaching. And I think it would be very appropriate for you to share it. Now, I'm going to ask you, Shannon, please don't let Mike on the phone, because he just takes up all the time. Love you, Brother Mike. Brother Mike actually made a home. I think that's wonderful. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. But she got a very interesting testimony to tell from last night's program. But back to the autism. He will win over this autism.
Oh, yes, yes.
Why? Because Jesus beat it. And we're going to read that in a minute. We're going to read the story from Jesus' life. So stick with us. Head, Shannon. Oh, wait. I have I have to give you, I have to click the button here. Hold on. There we go.
Hello.
There, caller. Good evening, caller. How can we pray for you?
I could have definitely used prayer last night, but I think God had my back, so we're good. So after last night's program, after we talked about, you know, proper use of in the name of Jesus, things like that, I decided that I needed to take my puppy out to go potty before I took her to bed. And I'm walking her around our little community here, and she stops dead in her little tracks, and she starts looking around, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? You know, what does she see that I don't see? I turn around, and in the city, mind you, there is a coyote staring at us heading right for us. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm like, in the mighty name of Jesus, you get your butt back from where you came from. You do not belong to me. You do not belong here. Go. And I stood my ground, and it wandered off, thankfully. So to say the least, in the mighty name of Jesus, I didn't get eaten by a coyote last night.
Now, wait. If you haven't been to Mike and Shannon's house, it looks like any other city that has five subdivisions all together. And there's a house, you know, 50 feet behind their house with about three trees between them. This is not out in the wilderness. And she had a coyote. She's a coyote.
It had to have come out of the nature preserve. That's the only thing I can figure, because we have a nature preserve not too far from us, because there is no woods for it to live in anywhere close to me, unless it's at the nature preserve.
You just stared him in the face and said, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. I didn't know what else to do. I wasn't carrying a weapon.
That is the thing that's right there, that's for sure.
I just thought it was really odd that we just got done talking about it. We had just finished the study on it and when was to use it and when not to use it. And then I turn around and there's a coyote staring at me and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I listened to the message, Lord, I promise.
Well, it's the enemy's coming immediately to steal the word, and you just pulled out the bull hammer and smacked it on the head. Amen. Wow.
He can keep his little minions the heck away from me and my dog. I ain't fooled.
Wow. Well, thank God for the answer.
Amen. Amen. I was praising God and shaking like a leaf, like, oh, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So if anybody's wondering, yeah, it works. Use it.
Yeah,
it does work.
And my recommendation as pastor, although, you know, I use great caution in things such, leave your house without your weapon.
Yeah, definitely. I think my poor little pup's going to have to find a new favorite place to pee at night because, thank you. I love you guys, and I'm going back to Facebook now.
All right. Bless you. Love you. Now,
love you.
Pastor,
bye.
Why would you have to tell that story? Because that is the power of the name of Jesus. That is the power of the name of Jesus. Now, I'm sure all of you are just like me. You don't want to turn around and have a coyote staring you in the face. You just don't want that. That's just not something you want to deal with. But here's the truth about it. No matter what comes at you, you have been given power over all the power of the enemy. And the Bible says nothing shall by any means hurt nothing. So that means even a coyote cannot hurt you. And I just encourage you to always be bold. Now, let me just show you that real quick. Numbers chapter 9. No. Genesis chapter 9, and then we're going to go to the story of a woman with Jesus. Help me. Genesis chapter 9. Watch this. Verses 1 and 2.
God blessed Noah. All right, the flood is over. They're on their way out. All those animals in the thing with it, God said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it. That's God's assignment. Verse 2. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth, on every bird of the air, on all the moves on the earth, and on all the fish of the sea they have given in your hand. Go out in your city and find the cows, like Joyce, they're everywhere down there. All right. What I'm telling them is, it is very, very important that in the day that we live, you realize you've got authority over all the creeps on this earth. Now, I don't know if some of you saw my Facebook page today, but I posted a really powerful video of a lady taking authority over the creeps of this earth.
Yeah, that was good.
Filling her gas tank on her car, and some bugs jump out of a van to rob her. And she baptized them with E87. It was wonderful. You should see the video. Huh? Mess with me, I'll make you a very amazing bonfire if you light a cigarette in that man. It was good, this pastor. This is why I'm afraid to speak to autism. We have been given power over everything on this earth.
Yeah.
Now, Shannon called us while she was still shaking with adrenaline. That guy, she'd have ripped that guy out to shred if he did come out. Right? I don't have any question about that with Shannon. But I'm saying this very specifically. Use this, the word of God on people. Use it on animals. Use it on situations so that your life will be protected. I'm going to take it to another example. And I don't know that I can say it's worse. I don't know what's worth turning around and seeing a coyote staring at you while you're taking your dog out for the evening walk. I would expect here, you can walk out there, you are supposed to be standing out there. Unusual, and people pay attention to that. But you go to the city they were at, and it's like you would not expect any kind of wildlife there.
No.
But the story, Dr. Barkley tells a story of a young lady that was in the church. And she was on the second floor of an apartment complex, a balcony. And she went to bed one night and all of a sudden realized somebody had climbed up on her balcony and was starting to come inside the sliding glass door. Now watch this. She said, obvious look on the man's face, he did not have, he was there to rape her. And she was going to church. Grew up in Sunday school, youth group and everything. She pointed her finger at her and he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm the son of God, get out of my house. He jumped off the balcony and ran down the road. So she called the cops. All right? Everybody pay attention. This is very important. And the cops found a man. He was down the road hiding under a bush, naked. She said the name of Jesus. He saw a big, huge, protecting angel and turned around and telling the cops, don't let him get me. Don't let him get me. Don't let him get me. Take it underneath the bush. Stripped his clothes off as he ran away. He was so scared. What am I telling you? It is high time that you use the name and control situations wherever you are. Now, I'm going to give you one fun part about verse number 2. All right? Watch this. Over all the fish of the sea. When you go fishing, you should always get your liberty.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, fish hit my line. Everybody see that big ass that lady caught? Georgia, a 19-pound largemouth bass.
Wow.
Huge. Huge. State record. Now, why are we telling the story? Last night we talked about the name of Jesus, his name, and faith in his name has made this man strong. You and I can be that confident in the name of Jesus. But I'll tell you something. Don't mess around. You pull that name out quick, and you start controlling the situations of your life. And you get something happening in the street, you start speaking the name of Jesus over that and calling on the angels of Almighty God, because God is in you. Turn and run, you're running in fear. And life, you gotta learn to stand up and speak his name. I'll give you one more story. We'll move on to the woman with the issue of blood. I'm a runner. I enjoy running. And I was training, actually, to run in a big marathon, a bunch of crazy Marines. And so I was up to about 10 miles a day. And I took one route that went out in the country and came back, you know, just a good route. I liked it. No track. This house up on the right has three dogs out in the yard, or four dogs out in the yard. And the mom and the dad are out there in the yard with them. And they're playing, throwing the ball and stuff. And so I'm just paying attention. I'm just jogging along. All right. The closer I get, the man and woman went inside the house and left the dogs outside. So I left the right side of the road, went to the left, because now that's their property. I'm going to protect it, you know. So I'm just jogging along, keep my eye on them. And I don't know, I got about 200 yards from them, and they saw me. Well, being that there's four of them, that's pack mentality. And they started at, the Doberman and the other big one. Rottweiler. There was a Rottweiler and two mutts in the run. But they were afraid. They were coming right at me. Well, I carry a pistol because I'm not going to mess with them. I just don't do it. That's my right as American to do that, the Second Amendment. But I don't want to shoot somebody's dog, you know. So as soon as they turned at me, I spoke to them. In the name of Jesus, they kept coming. So I stopped running. And I turned, planted my feet, and pointed my finger. And I yelled louder than they barked, "In the name of Jesus, stop." And they got about 4 or 5 feet to me, and they just stuck here, you know, calling the dogs back and everything. What's the point, Pastor? That name has been given to us to bring things on this earth in order. Use it wisely, like Shannon did, like I just did, like that lady did. But use it when sickness or disease shows up. But don't use it flippantly. He knows whether or not you respect the name of Jesus, and if you have respect for it, and you use it flippantly all the time for nothing, then when you go to speak it, it will have the same thing for you.
Yeah.
That's why I said to don't take the name of the Lord in vain. Don't use it flippantly. Use it on purpose to do what needs to be done. And yes, that is your prayer. In the name of Jesus. Robert Mulderman, I always pray for a bountiful catch, fruitful harvest before I even get my fishing poles ready. It worked every time. You get it right here in the book. Every one of them can go fishing and catch fish, and you could get your living. Now, I want to encourage Brother Mike tonight. Verse 3 says, every woman shall be food for you.
I have even given you all things, even as the green herbs. Let's go to our notes for tonight.
I don't think you're very serious.
Never leave. That's a good word, Robert. Don't ever leave the house without your phone and a stick. I don't like to run without a stick because that gives you an extra 3 feet of room. You can knock something in the head if you need to. And most of all, just don't ever be afraid to use the name of Jesus. Don't ever be afraid to use the name of Jesus. Never hesitate once. In the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. We are going now tonight to the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9, 20 through 22. I'm going to read all three references of this. We get it established, and then we'll help you build a confession, a declaration, a statement, a profession that can begin to get the word of God down inside your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Once you're at Matthew chapter 9, hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession tonight. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
I go do what it tells me to do.
I go do what it tells me to do.
Today I will be taught the word of God.
And be taught God.
And it is changing my life.
It is changing my life.
Because that's what it's designed to do. I receive it as a seed. That is producing a hundredfold and more.
It is producing a hundredfold more.
In my life.
In my life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray tonight, sir. But now we pray the prayer of revelation. We receive the revelation knowledge that you have for us. Right here, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. May every person see tonight. May they see. May the revelation come full circle. May their understanding of you, to him who has revelation, more revelation will be given till he has abundance. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 9. We have been studying a day in the life of Jesus. All right? The Annie Roosters need to just be chicken here. That's all that needs to be because then there's no other good for it. Amen. Bend it to my sister. A day in the life of Jesus. Let's just, we're not reading, just look. Chapter 9. Jesus got into the boat and came back from casting out the demon. And the man, it was the demoniac on the other side of the water. All right? And Matthew actually says that there was two demons possessed, not one. All right? Now he's back on the side. Multitudes show up. All right? And the scribes and the Pharisees, they start condemning him. And he went on from there and he met a man named Matthew who was a tax collector. And that man said, I'll follow you, Jesus. And then he was asked about fasting, still the same thing. And he talked to him about fasting. And while he spoke to these things, they're now in verse number 18. Then behold a ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter has just died. Come and lay your hand on her and she will live. Isn't that interesting?
This is the ruler of the synagogue. Those and followed him, and so did his disciples. Suddenly, a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. Keep reading with me. For she said to herself, if I may only touch his garment, I shall be made whole. One of the most important processes of faith you will ever know, you will ever learn, is the process of what am I saying? Speak to the mountain to be removed. Speak to the devil to get out. Speak to the sick to stop in Jesus' name. But what are you saying to yourself? Because it's our self-talk that is the most limiting of anything we've ever said. Have you ever heard yourself call yourself a dummy? Well, there you go again. Just about get something going. Next stop. Have you ever heard yourself make any kind of condescending statement about yourself? Most generally, you didn't get that from yourself. Somebody else spoke that about you. Your self-talk words are the most powerful words you'll ever have. Or they're either the most life-changing or destroying myself.
I will not destroy myself.
Keep reading. 21. She said to herself, if I may only touch his garment, I shall be made well. Jesus turned and went, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well, and the woman was made well from that hour.
Hallelujah.
Say it. Totally healed.
Totally healed.
All right. Now keep reading. And Jesus came to the roof. Thou saw the flute players and the noisy crowd killed him. But when the crowd was put outside, sometimes you got to put the crowd out, guys. Most times you can get the crowd out. Most times you got to get people who don't out of your life. Don't be mean. Don't be nasty. Don't be ornery. Don't be cantankerous. Don't be snotty. What other word can I use? Don't be mean, wicked. No. Learn to put distance between you and those who are going to damage your faith. Anybody stop from moving on in God at all, in Jesus' mighty name. 25, he went in, took her by the hand, the girl rose, and the report of this went out into all the land. Next verse we're going to, is Mark chapter 5, Mark chapter 5, verse 21. And we're going to do 21 through, we got 6 minutes to read. Don't anybody interrupt me. I've got to get all these verses ready. Just a joke.
Oh, okay. Early tonight or what?
Verse 21, when Jesus crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. Jesus had a lake house. No, I know. So you don't believe it, but he was by the lake house. You go back and read the story Matthew just read. It said he got up and went out. That man was sitting in a house and went out of the house to multitude. There's a lot of verses in the New Testament talk about Jesus' house. Right? And so, keep reading. I'm in verse 22. Behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, saw him and fell at his feet. Now wait. For the ruler of the synagogue to fall at Jesus' feet, that is an interesting situation. Because he's got one of the most prestigious positions in the whole community as the ruler of the synagogue, the chief priest. His little girl's in bad shape, and she's been healing. Keep going. He begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay hands on her that she may be healed, and she will live. Jesus went with them, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. We got a new word here, throng. People that are following him are thronging him. That means they're on every side of him, everywhere he turns. Watch. Certain woman had blood for 12 years, had suffered many things, many conditions. She had all that he had, and was so bad about rather grew worse. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? See, what we got to do is learn the Bible, no matter what religion is, and no matter what Aunt Mabel, Uncle Charlie, or anybody else has ever said to you. Jesus, verse 27. She came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said to herself, if I but touch clothes, I shall be made well. Say it. Your self-talk is the most important. 29. Immediately, the fountain of her blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Ben, Chris Timmer, I speak this over you, brother. I declare self-talk every day gets greater and more powerful, and if you see the same healing happen in your life, Chris Timmer, in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 30, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him. I want you to notice something. Jesus didn't turn and heal this lady. This lady came up to Jesus and took a miracle from him. Interesting, isn't it? Jesus said, who touched my clothes? 31. But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you? And you say, who touched me? And Jesus smacked Peter right up beside his head for talking like that. Now, Peter did not get slapped by Jesus. I was just saying that's what somebody would do. But what? He looked around to see her who had done this thing. The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened, her came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, watch this. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Say with me, reconciliation. Go in peace. That's reconciliation. Watch. And be healed of your affliction. That is. Reconciliation. We got what?
Prayer request, you
two. Right. Right, Rose, we'll pray for you in just a minute. Stick with us. I'm going to finish reading this reference right here. This lady walked up from Jesus. He did not know she was there. He did not turn and speak to her because of the faith in her own heart. Walk up and got her miracle. What is it that you need from God? We're going to lay this out in just a minute. 35, while he was still speaking, one came from the roof of the synagogue's house and said, your daughter is dead. What will trouble the master further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid. Only believe. Point your finger at yourself and say, do not be afraid. Afraid, only believe. All right, keep moving. And he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, John, and the brother of James. He came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, saw a tumult and those who wept and wailed loud. When he came in, he said to them, why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And the rich children were outside. He took the mother and those who were with him, and they entered where the child was laying, took the child by the hand and said to her, Tabitha, which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise. Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with great amazement. But he commanded them strictly that no one should know it, and said that something should be given her to eat. Watch. Pray for Rose.
right now. I need healing from the effects of stroke and high blood pressure and other issues. I'm going into depression. Please help me. Now, the best thing you can do to contact us is use my messenger that I have on Facebook. My name on Facebook is Sam Cottle. Speak to you here. If you guys are on YouTube and you want to put a prayer in for those, I believe in the Holy Spirit is speaking to many of you right now to write a prayer in there if you're someone that can get to YouTube. Sister Kathy Angaroa, welcome. Good to see you, ma'am. We sure do love you guys. Now, in the name of Jesus, let's pray in the spirit for a minute. Sinda musta kiva la mutika. Anda les deda mumma nava de blika deda mandasa. Anda shite gara la manda samana vitika. Amba sule me levanuta. Amba shandela vana kanduci. Aninesha. Anibala manusika deda vananda. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rose, I speak to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I say to this body, you listen to the word of God. By his stripes, Jesus' stripes, she is made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare right now that in your system, all the effects of the stroke are made whole. If you've had a stroke, guys, claim this prayer. You might even want to say it right aloud. Okay? Say this. All the damaging effects of the stroke now have no power over my life. Because God said he restores the years. Say those words. Ready? Everybody say this. Restore the years in me.
Restore the years in me.
We call Rose's body restored in the mighty name of Jesus right here, right now. All the brain effects be restored. The heart effects be restored. Say any damage in your heart, restoration happens to you now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to all the motor systems in the body function properly. And then we say to all of the organs in our sister's body, be made whole. Be made strong. Be made full in the mighty name, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now. Now, everybody say this. We loose the Spirit of God.
We loose the Spirit of God.
Inside of Rose's body.
Inside of Rose's body.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name
of Jesus right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, we pray. Right now. Now, we declare the blessing of God. We declare the word of God is on your lips. And right now, healing power of God comes and manifests inside of you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. We thank you, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Wow. A lot of people praying for you on Facebook, Rose, and if you can get over to the website on our community of faith, there's a lot of people sitting there to be with you.
They'd be glad to be a blessing to you. People that will pray for you. Your friend, Kathy Anderoni, said she had a stroke whatever that was. 2019. Mike and Shannon, you might not go to bed yet. We might need some more help around here.
Rose, an excellent, excellent song for you. It's up. It's called Healing Is Here.
Yeah, can we type that in?
Yeah, I will type it in for you, but really, really, that is a great song for you to worship to and receive that healing, and then it will help open your spirit receiving healing.
Yeah, there's a song that's spelled by a man named Daniel Grove. Somebody type this in. The song is called Healing Is Here, and the name is Daniel Grove, and you can find him on YouTube. If somebody wants to, Sunday, if you can grab the link, or somebody on Facebook or YouTube, grab the link, put it in there, that's good. So those of you that are with us on Facebook, if somebody knows how to grab the link of that song, and put it here by Daniel Groves, Groves. It's a powerful song, and there's a really powerful testimony that goes with it. His wife has been given a cancer prognosis, and he's a musician, he's a singer, he's a worship leader. And a friend called him and said, why don't you come and let's write a song together? Well, when your wife just got a cancer report, most people don't feel like singing. But they got together, and I'll tell you right now, it's one of them songs that you get and you play over and over and over. Now,
yes.
Rose, we encourage you to come right here every night. Now, wait, we just had somebody else here. Mary Fernandez Ambrose, just stick with us. We pray for next. Wow, we got a stuff going on here. All right, guys. Those of you that would like to leave a prayer for Mary Fernandez Ambrose, she posted right here in the comments on Facebook. If you look at that a little bit, you'll be able to find it, leave a comment there and give a prayer for her. Now, I encourage both of you, Mary, come back here to the same location every night because we study miracles of Jesus. We pray for the sick, and the healing power of God flows here because God has called us a healing room. And thank you for being here. Thank you for coming and being a part. And we ask you to come back. All of these people here in one way or another have received a touch from God in one way or another by this program, by God's anointing that he's put out in the ministry. Here we go. Mary Fernandez Ambrose, in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare the struggle is over. Wow. We declare the struggle is over. And we declare that in the mighty name of Jesus, Mary Fernandez Ambrose, there is healing in your body right now tonight. If you have not prayed the prayer of salvation, I would ask that you pray that prayer. Most people who show up to a program like this already asked, already prayed that prayer. But I say that on purpose because there's a very important verse for both of you to study, and it'll lead us into the next part of our program for tonight. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Now watch this. If Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives inside your mortal body. That same Spirit, he who raised Christ from the dead, also gives you life
to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Watch this. If you've been filled with the Spirit, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7 and Luke chapter 9, at Luke chapter 11, that the Father is more willing to give you the Holy Spirit than you are to ask. Those of you, you can see Facebook is pausing. I ask you to say that prayer we had a little while ago again. Speak it right out, because I got plenty of speed over here on this side, and we declare nothing messes with our signal tonight. Not a thing. All right? Fiona. All right? I not see that. Okay, there we go. Yeah. My contact details are my messenger on Facebook. That's my contact details. That's all I give out. Let's see. Julie M. Vamala put some in here. Community of Faith family, greetings and love to you all. Head back to Penang this afternoon after lunch. Tomorrow on the 8th, I'll do the swab test prior to the operation. I am to be admitted to the hospital on the 11th. The 12th is supposed to be operation. Still praying for total healing. Amen. We are too. We are too, Brother Julian. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wow. God says it's a healing room. You know what happens? People get healed. Everybody said all these people are healed.
All of these are healed in Jesus.
Well, I didn't see about Fiona. Is that somebody you know, or is that something you saw on here? In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, here's what we're going to do. In the middle of all the prayers that I can pray for you, I want to give you this verse. So if you would, Wilma, read that verse again. Romans 8:11. Because here's what we got to do. We got to get you in faith in the Word of God. You can begin to speak the miracle that we're praying for you, and you begin to bring it from the inside out because of the Word of God that's in you. I got a good list, Chris. I'll send you one. Watch this. Romans 8:11. You saw it from Roger Oxy. Thank you, Will. Appreciate that. Wow. Just it. But since the Spirit of him, Romans 8:11, get your Bible, get your phone. Matter of fact, somebody copy and paste it right in there so we can just read it together. For me to do all at the same time while I'm speaking. Romans 7. Somebody copy and paste it right into the end comments there. And that.
What are we
talking about? Romans 8:11.
Okay.
All right. Since the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead, the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. Once you're born again and you are filled with the Spirit of God, now the healing power comes from inside of you out into your life. Watch it. There you go. Mary Fernandez put it in. Eros put it in. If the Spirit of him raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to mortal body because of his Spirit who lives in you. Now watch. I'm focusing all of these prayers that we have prayed tonight on this story
story that we have been reading. So hold your place there in Romans 11, and let's go back to Mark chapter 5. Because when we come here, we're going to give you the Word of God, because it's the Word that's going to make you stand. When you have to depend on me for the miracle, then you got to have me around to keep the miracle. But as soon as you get hooked in the power of God, and you're all right, I'll help you with that, Wilma, but probably not right now. Wait, Wilma didn't say he's having coping issues. She said she's having coping issues. Just don't want anybody to say, oh, that lady's having coping. No, it's copying. Mark 5, and if you guys will, put these two verses right in one comment. Romans 8:11 and Mark 5:25 through 30. Romans 8:11, Mark 5:25 through 30. Put that in one comment. Put those two together in one comment. That way, anybody that sees this hooks the two verses together. 25 to 30. A woman had a flow of blood. Wait, a certain woman had a stroke. A certain family had someone with autism. A certain person was with COVID. A certain person had post-traumatic stress combat. See what I'm doing? It doesn't matter what the issue is. Whatever you have had to deal with, God is the answer to solving that problem for you. Ready? And it suffered many things, many suspicions. Spent all that she had, it was no better, but rather through works. Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. So she heard about Jesus, and she said, well, I'm going to go get my miracle. He went out into the crowd behind Jesus and touched the hem of his garment. For she said, look at verse 28, if I may only touch his clothes, I shall be made well. And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body she healed affliction. And Mary Ambrose, check your body. I declare this healing manifest for you right here, right now, tonight. For every person that is here, if you've been in Jesus' healing, I declare that healing manifest from this healing room right here, right now, in Jesus' mighty name, right tonight. But, verse 30, and Jesus, immediately knowing himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched me? Who touched my clothes? I want you to see something. That lady didn't walk into that crowd and wait for Jesus to touch her. She went into the crowd and she wasn't supposed to be there. When she wasn't supposed to be there because she had a flow of blood, it was illegal. It was against the Jewish code for her to be in that street. She literally could have been stoned for it. Now what? Do you know who it was that could have stoned her? Jairus. Jairus was the ruler of the synagogue. That woman with the issue of blood walk into the street with the ruler of the synagogue right in front of her, knowing that that ruler knew her. She was a local lady that had, are you kidding? She bled for 12 years. Do you think there was anybody in that city that didn't know who she was? Everybody knew who she was. And so she took a chance by doing that. This is what I'm going to say to every person here tonight. It doesn't matter what you need from God. Get a piece of paper. Write down some verses. Get in your computer. Get on your phone. Get in your notepad. Find a way to create some verse lists where you can speak the word of God out loud, and the same miracles that we see in this book happen to you. Everybody watch it. Look up here for a minute. From the inside of you out, not from me making it come down from the outside in. Amen. The woman with the issue of blood spoke, I can just touch his clothes. I will be made well. Me, tonight, Rose and Ambrose have come here to this program for this very purpose tonight, to be healed. Well, this is what we say to you tonight. Be made whole. Say this with Mary Ambrose. Hey, Jesus is my hope. The effect of a hemorrhage, stroke, high blood pressure, digestive issues, cramping, and severe brain sensations, mostly on my left side, inflammation on my left side too. Father, beyond anything that we could do humanly, I stand as your essence of faith here tonight. All of my brothers and sisters stand as a messenger of faith, as ministers of reconciliation right now. All of us do. We stand here as ambassadors of the cross. In the mighty name of Jesus, Mary Fernandez Ambrose, be made completely whole now in the mighty name of Jesus. Say the words. I receive it from the inside out. From the inside out. Let me ask you a question, Mary Ambrose. Other Mary. Tammy Pierce. God bless you. Thank you for being here with us. What a night. I want to ask this question, Ambrose. Have you been filled with the Spirit, an infallible truth that you and her and you've healed her right now in the name of Jesus? Do you know you've been filled with the Spirit, Mary? Because as soon as you know that, you need to grab Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Okay. Romans chapter 11 in worship. And I want you to please stay and receive communion with us, because there's healing power in the communion elements. And I want you to see this. Everybody watch how we do this. Amen. Well, the reason why I say that, Mary, because not everybody is filled with the Spirit of God. And the reason I say that to you is once you know you're filled with the Spirit of God, from the inside of you out, healing happens on the inside, and it comes out of you because of the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you. Now watch this. I'm going to put this right into the comments. I'm going to work on it right now. All right? I want you to see how I do this.
since the spirit of him since the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He who raised Christ from the dead also gives life to that word says your mortal body. I want you to change it to my mortal body. Make personal. Spirit who dwells, comma, Mary Ambrose. Now, you might say, Pat, what's this going to do? What it's going to do is it's going to take this verse of scripture and it's going to make it personal in your life. And this revelation that the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you, and from that point on, that Holy Spirit is producing life inside to outside. When that revelation hit inside of you, all of this stroke problem now has to be wiped away because it cannot stay where the Holy Spirit dwells. Jesus was not. Jesus was here as a man. No sickness, no disease, no human ailment came upon Jesus and had any ability to stay. Now, how I did that, I want you to see it. Since the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. Anybody else who needs a verse, I encourage you. Let me get Rose over here on YouTube. I should be able to get this to go. There we go. Hold on a second. I'm putting that in YouTube for our sister over here. I want you to see this. Because it's one of the greatest revelations you'll ever get a hold of. There is only one Holy Spirit. There's only one Holy Spirit. And it's the same Holy Spirit that's in the throne room of heaven. It's the same Holy Spirit that was at creation, hovering over the water. It's the same Holy Spirit that's going to be at the throne room when Jesus is there and we cast our crown before his feet. There is no other Holy Spirit than the Holy Spirit of God. That's why I put those words in there. Copy and paste that verse. Screenshot it if you have to. And write that verse out like that. Since the Holy Spirit. Everybody read it with me. Since the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to my mortal body through his spirit who dwells in me. And then I put Mary's name in there. You put your name. Teddy Angaroni, I say to you tonight, and the effects of the stroke, be made whole. Rise up and run and jump and dance in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk, Mary and Rose. Rose, on YouTube, rise up and walk in the mighty name of Jesus. Might want it right in down the front room right now. Got a picture of me. Well, you know what? What a day we live in. You know how many preachers of days gone? If I could just get these people to have this verse. And here you guys got it. Now,
you end up having my picture on your anniversary, but it's all right. It'll give you something to always pray for, Joy. Just don't throw a dart at it when it's on your phone because you might break your screen. We're so glad to have you with us, Joy. We're so glad to have you with us. An awesome thing. And may the healing power of God continually manifest. Joy was healed. Joy was healed. Amen. There's all kinds of people been on here there's all kinds of men here tonight who've been healed. Chris has had many healings happen to him. I declare it in the mighty name of Jesus, Chris. Rise up and walk right now in the name of Jesus. Sunday guys is doing better. Francetta, I don't know if you're with us tonight, Francetta, because I'm way behind on who's here, and I'm way behind on anybody's comments. But please don't nobody be offended tonight if I didn't see your comments, because they're just flying, and I got to stay focused. But the healing power of God is flowing in this room tonight. Now, let me say this. If you didn't get a chance to listen to that worship music that we had for tonight's worship session, I encourage you to go back and play that. Those of you healing in your life, I'll tell you right now, that it is a powerful healing anointing on that music that we played tonight, Stephen Curtis Chapman. I'm telling you, I speak to this burning sensation and this pain. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you leave our sister's body now, and all of the organs be healed now. Interdict you, we interrupt you, we cause you to cease and desist in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare right now, freedom and the liberty and the pain-free, no more pain in our sister's body right now. Shana maluka nefidika. Ando lesa mande. Ambrosata. Ande sholam. Amanika. Ambranisireba. Umbananasike. Ando shada rala vanasida. Ende mande de malakute. Endo sonde. Amana shakitema. I say, in the mighty name of Jesus, wow, 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 watch this. You ready for this? Say this prayer with me. Rose and Mary Ambrose, and who else was it? Fiona and Kathy Androni. Pray this with me. What in the world going through the parking lot? Everybody here pray this prayer right now. You ready? Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare in my life that no effects of trauma.
That no effects of trauma.
From my childhood.
From my youth.
From any marriage relationship. Will ever have a damaging effect again. On another day of my life. Raise your hands and receive this from me. Trauma, spirit of infirmity, bind right now in Jesus' mighty name. You get off of Kathy Anderoni. You get off of Mary Ambrose. You get off of Rose on YouTube. And study over here on YouTube. In the name of Jesus right now. We clearly expect immediate results right now in the name of Jesus. In the name
of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus right now. Don't anybody say anything public right now, okay? Let me deal with this. I'm going to deal with a very sensitive subject. So nobody needs to know anything about your life. Follow my prayer right now. If you've had an abortion or had a miscarriage that was traumatic, now those are two totally different situations, but they have the same level of trauma in a woman's life. If you had that, prayer with me right now, in the name of Jesus, I need you to pray with me, even though it didn't happen to you. If you would, please. Sister Lynn starts praying, and everybody's like, oh, she's living a rough life. Lord, help her, Jesus. No, I'm going to have my wife, Lynn, pray with us, even though that's not the case with her, because way leads to that prayer. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I declare over my life.
I declare over my life.
No more destruction.
No more destruction.
No more trauma.
No more trauma.
No more confusion.
No more
confusion. No more fear.
No more fear.
About this abortion.
About this abortion.
Or this miscarriage.
Or this miscarriage.
In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
whom the sun set free, is free indeed.
Free indeed.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ
of
Nazareth. In the name of Jesus. Now, everybody, now if it's you, that's why I said I wasn't going to say anything, because I don't know who this is for. While I was just praying in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit said, somebody's here, we got to pray over this. But you just want to keep it very quiet, because nobody needs to know that about you. Now, say this, whom the Son sets free,
whom the Son sets free,
is free indeed.
Is free indeed.
Now let me pray. I rebuke you, damage and effect, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whose I am and whom I serve. Your power is broken in their lives now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, when we get in these situations, this is what happens. The Holy Spirit is moving right now. If you had religious trauma from church, Sister Leanne is going to join me in the prayer. You pray it. I declare in my life.
I declare in my life.
There is no damaging effect.
There is no damage.
From the spirit of religion.
From the spirit of religion.
In any of my life experience.
In any of my life.
Because I, by my own will.
Because I, by my own will.
Take charge of my life.
Take charge of my
and
life.
And declare I am set free.
And declare I am set free.
And will never be bound by that another day.
And will never be bound by that
spirit of religion.
Day. Spirit of religion.
You have no power in my life.
You have no power in your life.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Pastor, what are you doing? Well, the Spirit of God, when I started praying in the Spirit, that trauma came up immediately. Why? Trauma affects the body.
Yes.
Because of an event that happens around you. But he could have punched you. That's trauma. But sometimes, that's all right, because we're glad you're here. We are every night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, Monday through Saturday. So make sure you get back here, and you can find, I got teachings about this stuff. We got over 400 videos on Facebook and YouTube. And you can go in there and study some of this. Again, usually about 45 minutes into the program, we start doing the teaching, and it'll be a blessing to you. On many of my YouTube videos, there's a
timestamp in the comments, in the notes. And if you go in there and put those timestamps, it'll take you right into the message. And that'll be a blessing to you. It's a healing room. Look what's happening tonight. Any of you, the believers that are here, yes, bless you, Rose. Glad to have you with us. Come back. Come back. You'll be a part of the family. Bring other people that need the healing power of God. That's how this thing works. And guys, this is why I said at the beginning of the program, if everything's good in your life, have nothing else to believe for money, because I'm going to tell you right now, we got the ability and the anointing to help deal with all these situations. But I only got 24 hours in a day, and I wore down to the there's no other time I had my day. Well, here we go. His first name, we're going to pray peace for you guys. And here's the thing you got to do. Number one, man, don't argue about the word. Don't argue. Now, I gave you one verse. I'm fixing to give you the other. And we've done this enough times, guys, that it's time that this gets put into a process. Cut to the chase. Oh, his name is Amos. All right. Watch this. Thank you, Wilma.
Yes, thank you, Wilma. We've already given that thought.
Now watch this. Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Now, let me just get a little bit struck. Hold on just a second. Just a second here. All right. Down here. All right, I'm with you. I am with you. Nope, I'm almost. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, Wilma. Thank you, all the believers. I haven't seen Becca in a while. If you are on the bed, bless you. Mike, Shannon, bless you guys. Thank you guys for just being here and making this happen with us. Because these are people that need what we have. And we have the answers that they need. And we are going to get these answers in a teachable form. In a presentable form that can truly be a blessing to them. And any of you who want to be a part of that and be a blessing in that, we welcome. I'm serious. Any of you that can say, Pastor, I can do some of this. I need your help. Let's read Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Wow.
Oh, I just
want to
squeeze you guys.
All you guys just got squeezed by Sister Leanne. I know Dave and Gwen, I haven't seen you guys, but the same thing with you guys. Thank you for all of your help. I'm serious about that. Very serious. All right, well, you get us and you come back and hang with us. This thing's going to change immediately. Now, watch. Read these verses. Began both to do and teach. Jesus didn't just go healing. He had to teach them and make disciples of them. Now, watch. Until the day which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles who he had chosen. What I did to verse 3. To me and my family, he also presents himself alive. Everybody here, Joy, Velma, Wilma, Rebecca, Becca, Chapman, Chris Timmer, Brother Roger Oxy, all y'all, Mary, Brandis, all y'all, ask God to show by infallible proof. Tammy Peters, Kathy Anderoni. I got to get more names because I don't like anybody out. Ask God to, by an infallible proof, present himself to your family. Listen, this is one of the most serious words I'm ever going to say to you. Stop preaching at them. Don't preach at your family. Oh, Jesus.
Queen Bowl. I love you guys.
Wow. You alone are worthy, Lord. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. Now, what these three verses does to anybody that's here, I'm not just preaching to Ambrose. Watch this. The Word of God in itself, with nobody else agreeing with him but us, got a whole flock of agreement here tonight. And your name is on our list, and it's not getting off until you got yourself totally healed and your family is saved and walking with God. That's just all this is. Helping the teething baby to up sleep with mommy. All right. Gums easy.
Hey.
And no temperature and no sickness and no anything. Teeth, you're designed by God to pop through. Gums come through now in Jesus' name.
Hey.
Yeah, well. We're not going to make that statement anymore, Mary. We're going to say, God has helped me to this point. I found this group of believers, and my life changed now tonight. You just start saying it. My life has changed tonight. Wow. This was months ago. Lay mine just like you. He said that I don't have any hope. Said those exact same words that you just said about 4 months ago. And here she is tonight. She's no longer on the back side of the whole thing in weakness. She's standing here at the tower of strength tonight because the work of our Jesus. Because of the work of Jesus. I'm not crying out of sadness. I'm amazed. I'm amazed. We did communion with us. That's really a rat. Goodness. Now, I'm back to Acts chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. I want you to see how I did this. Amen. We love Kathy. Somewhere, we got to have a party somewhere in Toledo, Ohio. I don't want to go to that city. That's a messed up city, but anyways. Look at verse 3 and those three verses I just put in. To whom he presented himself, to me and my family, after his suffering by many infallible proofs. The people I've ever met.
Yes, they are. They're amazing.
Yeah. So of these people have been here 6 nights a week since March 22nd of last year. My verses got so far back I had to paste them. There we go. Jesus will present himself. Just Mary Ann. Jesus will present himself to your relatives that you'll stop preaching at. He'll present himself through somebody else. He'll present himself to someone you don't know. But they know, and they'll see another person, not you. We love you, Sunday. We love you. You and Chris are two more of the foundation that's here. I don't know if anybody ever called you a foundation before. You're just part of the foundation. Chris, no more part-time for you, buddy. You start showing up. I love you. Yeah, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. That's good, brother. Now, wow, Jesus. All right, I'm focused. I lost my voice again. All right. Now, I'm going to just real quick so you can get the picture. Were immediately afraid because they felt like they were going to be next. I love you, Chris. They felt like they were going to be next. They were scared to death. And so Jesus began going to different places where the disciples was and showing himself alive, available proof that there's no other way. You can't explain it away. You can't explain it away. Now, when that happens to them, they begin to have faith. Brother Dan, kind of love you, man. Where are you at tonight? Thanks for being here, brother. I love you. I've been here probably all along. I just saw you the first time. Jesus showed himself alive to them. Say it with me. Show yourself alive to my family. Let me tell you a story that just happened to my own son. I was riding with my son on Thanksgiving, going to see all of our family in Tennessee. 70 miles an hour in the city of Findlay, Ohio. Hit a patch of rain, and that car hydroplane, and literally off every corner of the car rubbed on the cement embutment in the middle of the highway at 70 miles an hour. So we literally bounced on all four corners of the car. Not one airbag went off. Not one of us was hurt. All the semis thing was going by missed us, and we came to a stop saying, what just happened to us? What was it? It was an infallible proof to me, to my son, to my nephew, and all of us have not been the same since that day. God proved himself alive. We didn't. The airbags didn't even go off. And his car was totaled, so he got a new car. Hallelujah. Massive trouble. We're getting a new car. Amen.
But you were able to even drive the car.
And we're able to drive the car. So let's say it one more time. Five family. Now, this is what I came to teach tonight. I'm going to be done at this point because we need to receive communion right now. Right? But the idea behind these verses is take the verses, take these verses of Scripture and personalize them with your name. Don't use them in second person any longer. Make it personal to you. All right? So, we have a list of verses tonight. Has anybody seen the list? Because my verse list went away a long time ago. We got a little time to hang out afterwards, after we're done with communion. Then I'll go through a couple of these verses that I have here. Because I truly want to be a blessing. Hey, bless you, Chris. I love you, man. Thanks for coming on tonight. We've really been missing you. We've really been missing you, dude. So let it be so long next time, okay?
So we'll see you at noon tomorrow.
For anybody watching, like, why are they talking to a guy like that? He just wanted to borrow us, man. Anyways, we've been together for 15 years now. Chris Hall, listen to this one. You mentioned Chris's testimony. Called on a prime Christian TV station and answered the phone. And done with his life. And he said, I can't go on. Combat vet dealing with PTSD. And I said, well, brother, if you're on the phone with me, I ain't going to do that. You're going to have life. I give him a battle plan. That's what every veteran you know is dealing with combat needs. He needs a battle plan that works. He's like, oh, thank you. I'm the phone up. The next week, I'm on the phone lines again. Same time, he called in. I answer the phone. What's the chance of that? He said, I can't take it. I can't go anymore. I'm like, is this Chris? I knew him by name. He goes, yeah, I talked to you last week about the battle plan, didn't you? I lost it, Pastor. Said, I won't lose this one. Third week, I come back. Calls again. I answer the phone. I mean, what's the chance of it? This is Chris Taylor, the guy that's with us right tonight. I said, dude, here's my phone number. Be a stranger in. And this is a long time later. Chris is married, a wonderful family. He's got five kids now. God has blessed his life, and God is healing him in his body. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name right now, I don't know if we say closing that part of the service. I'm just praying because that's what we do. Thank you, Father, for bringing these wonderful people to us. Yeah. Rose's storm, that ain't hers, the storm is trying to stop. Yeah. And we declare you will not stop. The body of Christ stood up and wrapped arms around her. The ecclesia has embraced her, has now surrounded her, and she is safe.
Amen.
She's safe in the arms of the fullness of the body. In the name of Jesus. 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 1 Corinthians chapter 11. If you don't have grape juice, get you some red water. One man on the flight line in Iraq during the war, Gatorade and some cheese. But we took communion together. Stick here with us. Follow these verses and let the Spirit of Almighty God minister to you right now. Get the healing power in Jesus' mighty name. Matter of fact, I'm just going to begin to speak it. Miracles happen every time we receive communion.
Amen.
I declare miracles in people's body. That's how water works. Jesus turned the water into wine, and we'll see it happen for you tonight. 1 Corinthians 11, 22. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it,
And he said, this is my body that is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this, drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. If we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, 17 says that love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Don't you like it when you get to be bold when somebody's judging you? I love it. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18. Perfect love casts out fear and torment that goes with it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say that with me. I have no fear.
I have no fear.
Therefore, there's no torment in my life.
And therefore, there's no torment.
Just have Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, you might say this is different than I've ever received communion for. No. The Spirit very specifically instructed me to do things, slow down, and to truly have a worship service with this. Just a piece of bread and some juice. Verse 28 says, let a man examine himself. And so they needed the bread and drink of the cup. If there's somebody with us that's not made the prayer of salvation, we're going to lead you in that prayer. Pray that prayer with us right now, and you'll be right with God. Maybe you've been a Christian and you need to rededicate your life. If you pray this prayer, you'll be right with God. Whether it's the first time or the 50th time. Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
And according to the book of John.
And according to the book of John.
Jesus is the door of salvation.
Jesus, you are the door to salvation.
And I enter in through you.
And I enter in through you.
I receive you, Jesus.
I receive you, Jesus.
I believe in you, Jesus.
I believe in you.
John chapter 1.
And according to John chapter 1.
You give me the power.
You give me the power.
To become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
And I am now.
And I am now.
In Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. Now just put all in the ball like a snowball. Just dump them off. And make this statement. There's all my sin, Jesus.
There's all my sin, Jesus.
I don't have any ability to beat it.
I have no ability to beat it on my own.
I say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness, Jesus.
Filling my life right now.
Filling my life right now.
I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of
pray
God.
In my heavenly
language. Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
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 that's the first time you prayed that prayer, if it's the 50th time you prayed the prayer, welcome to the family of God. And that prayer, you just went from darkness to light. You should have experienced it. Just went from fear to faith. You might not even be able to explain it, but you can tell it's different. One of the greatest things I've learned this last year. You went from sin that you can't beat to being filled with righteousness that you can't do anything except receive. I can the signal last now. You stay at the signal right now in Jesus' name. And the greatest thing is that God our Father said to Jesus, adopt him. Adopt him. You're a member of the family. You're heir of God. You're heir of God. You have an incorruptible seed that does not fade away. I am overcome with the joy of the Lord. I'm telling you tonight. Amen, Rebecca. Shout something, Rebecca. My goodness, say amen. Praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb, Almighty God. Email address and website in there. This communion prayer is on the website. And I encourage you to receive communion in the morning, at noon, at night, however often you need to. You just keep doing it. Why? Because there's so much power in this communion service. It's designed by the Holy Spirit. Now, got to say, I got 10 verses I want to say to help you learn to walk with God. They're just 10 foundation verses to meditate. I'll send them to you by email. If you send me an email, I've got my email address in right now. And I encourage you, go to the website, see what we got there. Keep coming here. If you got like a situation with healing, we'll see a couple of programs for healing, guys. You can just keep meditating in because the word of God does not fail. I'm glad you said that, Kathy Angeron, about the stroke, because I've forgotten about that. You told us that. And I declare you have no effects of that. It must. Our Father restores the years the locusts have eaten. It's praying for someone with autism. The Father restores the years to that child as if it never was taken away from them. Jesus, in mighty name. It's time to receive the elements. Let's bless together. Here you go. Pray this to me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless the elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Ready? Pray this with me. Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
Chastisement.
The chastisement. For my
is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplied.
Every joint supplied.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ, in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive his broken body tonight. In Jesus. Thank you for the joy that was set before you. You did all this for us. Now the cup of blessings. Pray this to me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation with you, my
Father. With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin. Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
All things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have I thank you for it, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague must pass over.
Every plague must pass
over. It cannot be near my family.
It cannot be near my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly. To the throne room of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help. For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren. Is cast down forever.
And forever.
There's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
In my life.
In my life.
Here's a good one. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious.
The glorious.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive this together. Amen, Becca. Amen, Rebecca. Amen, Joy. Amen, Mary Ambrose. Amen, Wilma. I don't know who's here. Yet. Kathy Angaroni taking the shot with us. We are not doing shots, even though that's what it looks like. Wait, hey, Mary, what? It's red like the blood of Jesus. And it's white as snow, how the blood cleanses you and purges you. And I saw it in the store. I'm like, that's my community right there. I have to get enough grape that I can actually taste it. And it's the perfect example of the blood of Jesus. Blood that Jesus shed for me. Way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Wow. Yes, this is what it's like around here. Sometimes it's crazy. But listen, this is what we're all about. This is what we do every night of the week. Let me say it differently. This is what Jesus does. Every night of the week. Sister Wilma, all of you that are here, Valma, what did I say? Joy, and Joy, you jumped right in there. I'm glad to see you jump in just one part. Chris Timmer, welcome, bless you, buddy. Kathy Aroni, Dan Cattle, yeah, Sunday guy over on the YouTube. Thank you. I'm going to miss somebody's name, Shannon and Mike. I don't mean to miss anybody's name, but I just am very serious with you guys. I just appreciate your help, appreciate who you are. Here's the thing. What you're feeling is disappointing. The manifest presence of God that's on this ministry. We don't know how to describe it to you because it wasn't anything any of us looking for. We didn't think we were doing a ministry. But God showed up and said, do this for me. And here we are now. Thank you, Becca. These are some of the most beautiful believers you'll ever meet. And the cool thing is, Mary, there's over 400 of these videos available that are just ticking. And it, no matter which one you turn on, it's going to be the same thing. Hey, wait, Julian and Mama, wait. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak for Julian and Mama in Malaysia. We speak all the way around this world. I declare in the realm of the spirit right now from Willis, North Dakota to Malaysia, this prayer immediately impacts our brothers. He does not need surgery. He needs healing. And we have spoken it. And he receives it now in the mighty name of Jesus. Body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right here. Right now, in Jesus' name, we sure love you, Julian and Vamala. Our faith is with you. Our faith is with you. I'd go searching for that comment you made of the dates and times. Oh, yeah. Like climb, man. Nothing. But we'll be back here at noon tomorrow for prayer. What's tomorrow, Friday? We're back here tomorrow at noon for prayer, noon Eastern, 11 Central. We pray for the nation. We welcome you back and be with us. We'll be live then for about an hour and a half. We do it every day, and we value you. You can do to help us put this work. You're welcome to jump in there and get involved in Jesus' name.
I love Claire. Love
us. Yeah, thank God Claire likes it. Amen. And Joy, thank you for being here tonight. And Becca Chapman, who's the other one? Kathy Angaroni, it's so good to see you, man. Christopher, won't be no stranger anymore, Chris. I'll come find you. Dan Cotto. Come on, Dan. Thank you, brother. Thank you for being in the background. Speak your faith, brother. I appreciate it. I know you're there, so just thank you that you're already there. Jesus did stuff tonight, didn't he, Dan? That's amazing. This is what we've seen. It's the very beginning. You know, one of the things interesting, Mary, is... Hey, where's Mary Pastor Rick? Did you fall asleep, Mary Pastor Rick? Just yell Mary's name real loud. Hey, Mary! One of the things that's amazing about this, Mary Ambrose, we just come together to do this and say, Jesus, meet with us. I've got a really great discipleship program that's going to come out of all of this.
It takes a lot to get up and get working. But keep your faith with it. And if there's any way you can help us, please do, because that's what we got to have. And you can do to help us make this come to be. And may God's blessing be on you. It's been a very strong week. It has, Dan. It has, man. God's moving. God's moving. All right, that's it. 1 minute. Oh, Saturday at noon, we're going to be broadcasting a parade from here, from Williston. Got one of the coolest things I've ever seen. It's called a Band Day Parade, where there's just like 100 bands from all over come and they march down our streets. We're going to be doing that live here at noon at 10:30, as you know. We'll go live whenever we need to. But yeah, I just welcome you. If you have nothing else going, join in with us, because it is good as the day parade, because I don't have equipment as they do. But as of May the 6th, 10 p.m., but I see good equipment come to me. And that will be Saturday at noon. Tomorrow at noon, we'll be praying for the nation. And we call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Yeah, we love you too, Velma. Never even hugged your neck yet. Now, we did get to hug
Wilma,
so you get your stuff together and find a way to get with us. Rebecca Smith, we love you. Thank you for hugging our neck. Brother Al Barton, we missed you tonight. Don't know where you are, but if you're in the background, I love you, man. Warren Walsh, love you, man. Okay, that's enough. You ready? So we see again what we say. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Good night. Bless you, sir.
God bless you.
We
love you guys. Big kisses and hugs to you, Miss Joyce.